Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. Oh, my gosh. A girlfriend of mine from out of town just stopped by out of the random blue a little bit ago, and she's like, want to go out and get dinner? And I'm like, sure. We got in the car, and we're heading down the road, talking a mile a minute, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, dear Lord, I have a radio show to do. She spun the car around, and here I am. So I've been outlining like a fiend, trying to get ready to talk to you guys about everything, and what a crazy night. Okay, I hope your night is a little bit more mellow than that. I said in the topic that we were going to talk about what Mars was going to bring in this week ahead, and it is about action that can be kind of intense and wild, and I know a lot of people have been feeling that in the build-up over the last few days, definitely. And I do want to talk about that. I'm also going to talk a little bit about Venus and Mercury. It is a personal planetary week ahead, which means everybody's emotions are going to be in it. Everybody's going to be very personally active in this week ahead. This is, by the way, the week covering October 15th through the 22nd. So let's break it down, starting with Mars, which seems to be the most intense. Mars is about our passions. And so right now, while it's in Virgo and it is activating other planets, it is making us feel like we need to do something right now, or we need to react to something, respond to something, get in there and vigorously go after something, and that we need to do this about the details of the situation. Something needs to be hammered out. Or we need to get in there and really do what it takes to get the work done, because Virgo is a sign that rules work. It may also be a time where we really want to get active about what's going on with our health. We may want to get some paperwork put in motion, finally. And so Mars is really going to trigger passion about that or anger about that. It may be time to put things into motion when it comes to hiring somebody who can help you in whatever place in your life that you need the extra support. It may be time to launch into something with a coworker. And it can also be about things that happen involving animals, because Virgo rules animals. So, you know, Mars is very intense. I've said it once. I'll say it again. I did write on my daily that I put out to everybody that, you know, it is the planet of war and blood and fighting and anger, and, you know, it can be pretty intense when you're not kind of rising to the higher side of it. So it will trigger some of those feelings with people from time to time over this week ahead. The most intense part of this is going to be happening. Now, when I'm talking about the most intense part, I mean the most intense when it comes to the actions that we take, or the anger that rises, or the passion that is being, you know, provoked, probably in a good way. The most intense part of this is between today, which is October 15th, and Saturday the 17th. So these next 3 days, really, you know, pretty hot out there, you know. So go easy on your fellow, you know, humans. Maybe, you know, really opt for ways that you can express your passion, or really get all that piled up work and detail and organizing and cleaning up taken care of and tackled. So today, and you most likely have been feeling this build up over the last couple days, you know, Mars has been trining Pluto, and it's exact today. So that means it's finally peaked at its, you know, degree. And so with Pluto, there can be that kind of death or transformation feeling, like this is done, or it better change, or I'm done, or I'm out of here kind of thing. It can feel like I'm really going to move this mountain to achieve what I want to achieve. It can be really intense intimately with somebody. It can be about something financial going on, something with the divorce going on, something with triangles playing out. And it's very goal-oriented. So you're going to throw that into the mix. Why not? Make it a little crazier than it already is. And then by Saturday, Mars is going to come up and sit with Jupiter. Now, I think this is going to give all of us a lot of potential to kind of segue from the most deep transformational side of all of this into a very expansive, growth-oriented side of it. So whatever you've been kind of weeding out and digging through and doing to get all this moving, then you see the aha, fresh starting line with Mars and Jupiter getting together on Saturday. For really the first time in 12 years that Mars has been with Jupiter in this sign. And so really saying, okay, yeah, Mars is a two-year transit all around the zodiac, but it's been 12 since it was in this sign with Jupiter. So it's a really big deal that you get to now start fresh through all this upheaval and transformation you've been going through for these few days. So Mars is definitely going to be playing out for everybody in some way. And you can utilize this to make the changes that you want to make that are good for you. Venus is also active right in the freaking middle of all this, you know, like, oh my gosh, how crazy can it get? Venus is going to oppose Neptune on Friday. So, you know, here we have love, and there's something about the details that need to be tended to with the love, or there's something, you know, with a coworker or, you know, someone that you, there's work in the mix, or there's health issues or paperwork to be signed. There's something serious here that needs to be tended to for love. There's something here. Venus also rules personal income. Some of you guys might not be worried about the love, and you're really focused on how do I make this income thing work? And so that is kind of on the line and getting critical and detail-oriented and pulling everything together for that. When we have an opposition like this, it is about you and another person. So there's somebody you're trying to get worked out with that by Friday. I'm sorry, I'm trying to take a couple notes here as I talk to you guys. I'm not really good at this doing two things at once thing. All right, so, you know, here's the challenge with Venus opposite Neptune. The challenge is that sometimes it's not clear what's going on between you and the other person. And it's not, you know, some of the times that's because one person isn't being forthright. Some of the times that's because there's just some, you know, unclear boundaries or unclear decisions. And, you know, everyone's kind of feeling around in the dark. Just think back to, you know, like, seventh grade when you used to turn the lights off and try to find somebody at those parties, right? Well, that's kind of what this is. That's kind of what Venus is doing on Friday, and she's building too. So it just makes it just so interesting, doesn't it? And so we have that going on. I'm going to go through it for every sign. The other thing we have going on is going to take over after this Mars-Venus energy is done doing its thing over the next 3 days. So starting on Sunday, Mercury is going to get into the mix. Now, Mercury is going to help us get out of the passion and the love and the motivation for making money and the drama and the intensity. And Mercury is going to say, all right, we need to make a decision here, or we need to talk things out, or we need to hear from somebody, or, you know, something like that, something along those lines. Mercury's all about the communication. Maybe we need to sign something or sell something or write it up. So on Sunday, Mercury is working from the relationship zone of Libra and is going to ask for this communication or this meeting or, you know, this decision. And you're going to kind of work around what that foggy notion is. And so it's an important day, Sunday, to either get together with this person or to have that talk on the phone or email or whatever, however you're going to do it, because there's going to be a little bit more understanding as you figure out what that fog, what that dark, confusing space is about, and that will help you adapt a little bit. And then by Thursday the 22nd, Mercury is going to make its third and final square to Pluto. So for weeks and weeks, we've been going through this, you know, everything in our head. What are we really doing with this specific person or about this specific person? how are things, how are we going to work this out? How are we going to come to terms? What choice should I make? It's all focused on Pluto, so it's about something intimate or financial or about a triangle or about your own personal empowerment in the situation. So by Thursday the 22nd, you're going to be at that final challenging moment, and it will then, you know, you're really going to be able to hear what you need to hear or say what you need to say, or hear, you know, it'll come from them or it'll come from you, maybe a little bit of both, and then you'll be able to move forward. With the Mercury energy on Sunday and on Thursday, when I'm talking about relationships, this can be a romantic relationship. It also can be a business partnership. It can be about clients. It can be about your specialist or expert. It can be about an agent or attorney. It can be about your opponents or competitors. So again, communications are in flow from Sunday through Thursday. All right, so breaking this down by sign. Aries, you're ruled by Mars, so you're definitely feeling this. It might have felt really heated up over these last few days. It's going to continue to be this way through Saturday. It is helping the Aries get in there and be passionate about what they need to do when it comes to something, some critical thing that they're passionate about or angry about. It will help you motivate over the paperwork, the coworkers, the people you hire, your job, anything involving health or animals. So it is time to take action or to react to things that are going on. The alignment with Pluto today is definitely telling you that the changes that are happening here are for your betterment when it comes to reaching a goal, any kind of career momentum in the mix, anything where you're dealing with big higher up type people, the boss, the judge, the parent. Anything involving your reputation. So the actions that you're taking now can help you move that forward. And by Saturday the 17th, we see that there is this launch into the new land of whatever the good stuff is for you. And, you know, this is when the expansive actions can start to come into play. So, you know, look for ways to get involved and to open up your horizons. There should be some potential there around you. And Venus in the middle of all this is saying, where's the love? Where's the income? Where's, is there a woman who can help? Is there something about beauty on the line in all of this? You know, so look at those themes and then realize that there is going to be another person on Friday that you're dealing with that is in some way, you know, out there in that land of I don't know what's going on here completely. So it's important that you acknowledge where you are with this person and look at any issues that might be there involving the artistic direction, the spiritual direction, the romantic direction, or something that is tied to either healing hospitals or something karmic. Perhaps there's a karmic balance, a karmic debt here that needs to be addressed. You know, you won't get complete clarity, but you will see that there is something special going on here with this person that you need to figure out. When Mercury takes over on Sunday, talks begin to happen, or you get that news or offer or the agreements or the sales or the interviews are set up or the meeting happens. And this is, you know, with those significant relationships, your partners, your clients, your specialists, and all of these people. And this, again, is going to ask that you look at that field and, you know, what is coming into view a little bit more clearly, what needs to be worked out here. By Thursday the 22nd, you are going to get your chance to have that last big talk or hear that last big important information or offer, agreement, sale, the writing, the interview, you know, that is going to help push you over this hump that you've been dealing with for many weeks leading up to this. You know, we've had the retrograde, we've had two other squares to Pluto. So you're finally ready now to have this last bump and then move forward, and things are going to start to go into a much better trajectory after that. So if you've been waiting on that information, then I would say it'll be here by Thursday. For Taurus, Mars is amped up and has really, you know, been bringing a lot to the table the last few days. It's going to continue to bring a lot of activity, a lot of passion, perhaps some anger to be worked through. Taurus, it's focused on your love life, your lovers, the kids, the creative process, and anything recreational. So today, as it meets Pluto, we're trying to figure out what our, you know, how do we expand our horizons here? How do we make changes that will allow for, you know, where we need to go to deal with legal needs or a wedding or travel plans or educational pursuits or the media marketing side of things? And by Saturday the 17th, you are going to see this brand new horizon opening up as Mars and Jupiter come together, first time in 12 years here, to really say, okay, you really can, you know, get something bigger going on here. So whatever it is that's really good for the two of you, it is time to kind of step off in that direction. Be active, be motivated, be passionate. In the name of love, for the kids, with the creative project, or for the fun. And there should be opportunities there for that to happen. In between this, on Friday, the 16th, Venus opposite Neptune. Venus is there saying, where's the love, the woman, the income, or the beauty energy in all of this? And sitting there one-on-one, either with a friend or associate, something going on within a group dynamic or online, something going on, you know, towards your aspirations. And there is a little bit of, like, fog here. There is something to work through here. Maybe you rely on this person for some imagination in the mix. Just really be very careful, the Taurians out there, that there's not something clandestine or secret going on here, because it's very likely to come back and haunt you later. And when we look at, once we see Mercury taking over, starting on Sunday, we're going to start to see a lot more talks, offers, agreements, sales, writing, you know, decisions being made that will be involve significant people, but it'll be about your job or about the health or the paperwork, coworkers, people you hire, or even animals that you're involved with, and any kind of health need that you might have. Again, on Sunday, you're going to need to adapt to whatever that kind of spacey, out there kind of energy flow is. But by Thursday the 22nd, talks again are up and heated, and we are, well, not even necessarily heated. They're just very amped up, and it is time to get, you know, that thing signed or sold or the meeting or talk that's going to change things. And again, you're really in there over the transformative side of Pluto, which means dealing with the legal, travel, educational, wedding, media, marketing side to the financial issue or the intimate need in the mix. So big week ahead for everybody, for Taurus too. For Geminis, you guys, you know, Mars has really been amping things up in your home, you know, first and foremost. So you guys might have had some big projects going on there over the last few days. It's going to continue up through Saturday. Also might have had things going on with a parent or with your roommates, with the family. There could have been a lot of activity and motivation, passion, anger, heating up over any of these themes or what's going on with real estate deals, with moves, renovations, you know, anything at that rooted part of your chart. So it's been building. It peaks today, and you definitely can start to see some of the changes and some of the things evolving now. There is a very powerful financial and / intimate side to what is peaking today, so there might be some of that in the mix that is starting to change or evolve or go well for you. And then by Saturday the 17th, we are seeing, well, I should also include divorce for some of the Geminis if you've been going through trying to, you know, make a decision, do something with the property or the family and how that's handled with the divorce. Again, that would be in with that. And then by Saturday the 17th, we see that you get this brand new beginning, this powerful, you know, start with Mars and Jupiter that's going to push you guys to do something that can open your horizons, really kind of like kicking off a new 12-year cycle for you with a lot of luck and growth attached if you're willing to take action. And again, it would be about something you're doing with the home, real estate, move, renovation, family, parent, or roommate. Venus in the middle of this on Friday the 16th, again, is saying, you know, focused in those areas, but saying, you know, look at the woman here, or deal with the love, or deal with the income flow or the beauty here. And the other person in the mix you are dealing with here has to do with the goals that you're trying to reach, but some kind of confusion maybe, or not being completely clear about how you're going to reach those goals, or dealing with an authority figure and how that's going to play out, or even career momentum and what's going on there. So, you know, try to feel that out as best you can. Come from love as most as you can for the best results. And then when Mercury starts to take over on Sunday the 18th, we get into talks with Gemini, hear news, have meetings, all that are going to focus on your love life, the lover, the kids, the creative projects, and the fun. And so again, on Sunday, there is that need to kind of adapt around that, you know, it's not really a wild card. It's more like the unclear situation here. But by Thursday the 22nd, you are ready to have that big, powerful talk or make that big decision that's been this ongoing thought process over the weeks behind you that is about, you know, what you're going to do about your love life, your lover, the kids, the creative process, or the recreational pursuit. And again, linked to Pluto, there is something very powerful here involving your intimate needs, your divorce, a mortality issue, the big financial situation and how that's going to be shared or handled, anything reproductive possibly, and anything involving third-party situations or triangles playing out. For Cancer, Mars is and has been active in your mind. So you might have been, you know, a little short fuse going on there with the Cancers, a little bit of anger outburst, or you might have had a lot of passionate thoughts going through your mind, or you might have been in a battle within your own mind over some subject, or you might have been very motivated and that thought process has gotten you active out there locally or in short trips. For some Cancers, there's been a lot of focus here on what's going on with your brothers, sisters, neighbors, with your vehicles or electronics, with your writing, with your, you know, some idea that you really want to do. It could be with a sale. It could be with an agreement. There's a lot here for Cancer. So it's been building. You have this peak today on the 15th, which is involving a key relationship. So there's something with a partner, an agent, a client, a specialist, an opponent, a competitor, an open enemy, a representative of some source, a specialist. So, you know, there's ways to transform this. There's ways to go deeper. There's ways to kind of, you know, eradicate it in some way and start fresh on new ground. Or to come from those passions on a deeper level. By Saturday the 17th, you open to this fresh new territory. Very important because, you know, it is a way to kind of clear your mind and say, I'm going forward in this next 12 years. I'm going to really do these things about, you know, how I'm thinking about this. I'm going to do these things about the way I approach agreements and sales, brothers and sisters, neighbors and vehicles, electronics and short trips, and all these themes that I've listed here for you. So it is going to kind of motivate you to go big on something here. And Venus in the middle of it all means that, you know, you're looking at, for the love, the woman, the income, the beauty in the mix on Friday the 16th, and you're going to want to deal with this other person over what's going on with a trip, a legal situation, a wedding, the media, marketing, or educational pursuit. So something there is not quite clear, not quite worked out. And you might not get total clarity there, but you do need to feel it out and see where you are with that. And then when Mercury takes over on Sunday, for Cancer, this is really going to turn a lot of talks and meetings and offers and decisions onto the home or what's going on with your family, your parent, your roommate, a renovation, a move, or a real estate deal. Again, there's that kind of foggy energy on Sunday, and you're going to get a little bit closer to getting what you want or to understanding it. So again, kind of feel out where you are with legalities there or with travel or weddings or media, marketing, educational pursuits. By Thursday the 22nd, you should be able to push into this talk or decision or hear the offer that is going to bring a partner into the situation, or it's going to be about a client or a specialist, an attorney or an agent, a competitor, opponent, some key relationship. And you've been dealing with this for a while now. You might, you know, Cancers are natural procrastinators. I know I am. So you might have been putting off this final decision or talk or meeting. Or maybe you've gotten into it a little bit, but now it's really going to need, you're going to need to push over that last big hump here so that you're in the right place with all of this. And you should feel like you can get there by the 22nd. For Leo, Mars has really been amping up these last few days, really a lot of activity or passion or anger or motivation around making money, around your possessions or your purchases. So that you're seeing a peak right now on the 15th, and this is helping you go through some kind of change or initiate some kind of change that is going to end up being favorable for you, that has to do with your job or your coworkers or someone you hire, or has to do with paperwork or health or animals in the mix. So by Saturday the 17th, you get that big, huge new push from Mars coming together with Jupiter, and you're ready to take off into this new 12-year cycle that has to do with what you're going to do to make money and to go land that income position or amp up the money you're making now or do something with those possessions or how you're going to expand your potential around purchases that you want to make. So Saturday is this brand new beginning phase. Venus in the middle of all this is going to, on Friday the 16th, bring a woman into the mix or the love or amplify the income side of things or what's going on with the beauty. And she's going to bring this with or up to another person there with you so that you can look at what is not quite clear when it comes to the other financial stuff, like the loan or the commissions or the insurance or the taxes or the inheritance or bankruptcy or alimony or child support or, you know, whatever the financial thing is outside your income. This position may also bring about some kind of one-on-one with another person over intimate needs or divorce and what's going on with that. So you may need to try to get clear about what's going on with that as well. When Mercury starts to take over on Sunday the 18th, we start to head into talks and making decisions, signing agreements, and getting those offers coming through, having those meetings. So it is very communication-oriented for the rest of the week. And for Leo, it's in your communication house. So, I mean, straight up, this is a really important 5 days ahead from Sunday forward where you're going to be, you know, in more meetings and talks and decision-making. And the Sunday is still going to be adapting around what that fog is for you when it comes to the finances or the intimate needs or the divorce. And so, you know, be aware of that. Do communicate, do ask questions, see where you are in that. And then by Thursday the 22nd, you really are going to get that big last push with what you've been dealing with, thinking about, talking about, trying to make that decision over, waiting on that offer, waiting on that decision. You know, it's going to come to a head on Thursday the 22nd, and it will involve Pluto. So it is going to say that, you know, it's time to get that paperwork tackled or time to hire someone to help or time to do something with the coworker or the job or the health situation or the pets. So you're in there, you're dealing with it by Thursday the 22nd. For Virgo, Mars has been doing all this activity in your sign. So you guys have been amped up, you know. I mean, it's been about what you guys needed to do for yourself, about yourself, through you. There's a lot of passion flowing or anger or just motivation for you. And as it peaked with Pluto today on the 15th, you know, you're finally seeing something really coming to a head here, either with the lover, the creative project, the kids, or the recreational pursuit. So something evolving, changing there, or the potential to start something that will take it to that level. By Saturday the 17th, you get that fresh start for yourself. It's really important that you start to take steps, be active, do what it is you need to feel passionate, to feel like you're moving forward on behalf of your own needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And it aligns with Jupiter, so, you know, something growth-oriented here for you. Via Jupiter themes, legal, travel, educational, wedding, media, marketing, publishing, religious or political themes, all good for you in moving forward. Venus in the middle of this is activating your relationship dynamic, Virgo. So this could be about you and a partner, you and a client, a specialist, an attorney, an agent, a competitor. And Venus is saying, you know, by Friday the 16th, where's the love, or what are we doing with the woman here, or what's going on with the income in this mix, or the beauty in this mix? And there is something that is not completely clear here that you're trying to figure out or feel out and kind of use your higher senses to get to. When Mercury takes over on Sunday the 18th, you're still going to be dealing with that kind of, you know, how am I feeling this out with this key individual? But Mercury is going to get in there and bring the talks and meetings and offers and decisions that are about the purchase going on or the possessions and what you're doing with those in the mix or your income. And by Thursday the 22nd, those income, purchase, and possession talks are going to kind of reach that big peak, the last of the big push that you need to make to deal with whatever's going on with that lover, creative project, the kids, or the recreational pursuit. For Libra, Mars has been, you know, amping things up behind the scenes. So you've had a lot going on either privately, secretly, in your spiritual practices, your artistic pursuits, with your romantic liaisons, with something going on with healing, addictions, hospitals, research, development. You know, it's the behind the scenes, behind closed doors area. So lots of motivation, lots of passion or anger. Peaking today on the 15th with something that you're trying to avoid. Evolve or change at home with the family, a parent, a roommate, the real estate, the move, the renovation. And by Saturday the 17th, whatever is going on in this behind-the-scenes arena, you're getting a huge fresh start by the actions you take or how you react to something. It's really going to kind of propel you out there over this next 12-year cycle via Mars, 2-year cycle for Mars. Really, you know, what can you do to move this and to open up your horizons in one of those areas? It's really working for you now if you motivate. And Venus in the middle of this on Friday the 16th is saying, where's the, you know, the woman in the mix or the love? Where's the income flow? Where's the beauty? You're going to be dealing with another person on Friday the 16th, and there's something to kind of figure out here when it comes to what they're doing and the job at hand, the health situation, the pets, the paperwork, or what's going on with hired help or coworker situations there. So, you know, you may not have all the answers yet, but it is something to kind of feel out and see where you are. You're still going to be kind of feeling that out on Sunday when Mercury takes over, but Mercury's going to be active from your sign, Libra. So now it's time for you to say, hey, this is what I need, or this is who I am, or this is where I'm going, or whatever you need to say that's specific to your needs and your direction. And you'll be able to get a little bit more clarity around that. And then by Thursday the 22nd, Mercury is going to get you into talks or meetings or hearing the news and decisions that will then get you over that last big hump when it comes to home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, the family, the parent, the roommates. So very powerful, and it's been an ongoing thing, so you know where you are in that, and this is the last big push. For Scorpio, Mars has been all kind of active in your social stream. so, you know, it's been building up over these last days. You've had a lot of momentum, a lot of action, aggression, passion, maybe some anger occasionally, but motivation here involving friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, parties, or events. Very social time for you guys. Building and peaking today with Pluto, which means there is something going on that's evolving or changing that's tied into all of this that's coming out of that communication realm. So something with a meeting or a talk or your writing or an interview or an agreement or a sale. It's some kind of big decision maybe. And this is a powerful kind of peak for you guys. And then by Saturday the 17th, we see this alignment with Jupiter, which means from here forward, you're entering into this new 2-year and 12-year chapter that is going to be set off by the things that you do, the passion, the motivation, the action you take in those social realms. So it's a very growth-oriented thing, and you want to go forward with what it is that you're doing there. In between this, on Friday the 16th, Venus opposes Neptune. So for you guys, you know, when it comes to this social stuff, it's throwing in the question, where is the love? Where's the female involved? Where's the income flow in all this stuff that's going on socially? And there is another person here in the mix on Friday. And they are showing up from your fifth house of true love, creative projects, kids, or fun. So one of those four topics is activated with this other person. And there's not complete clarity here. There's something that you're not quite seeing yet, but you're not ready to yet. So it's okay, even though you think you want to. So kind of just feel out where you are with this other person. See where you are with that. By Sunday the 18th, you'll still be kind of figuring that out with the lover or the kids or the creative project or the fun. But Mercury is going to be entering into the equation now. So starting on Sunday, we're into talks and meetings and offers and decisions going on behind closed doors that are private, that are secret, that have a romantic side to it or an artistic side or a spiritual side, or are about healing in hospitals or research and development. And so you'll be dealing with that, making some adjustments there. And then by Thursday the 22nd, you really are in this very last big push for all this information flow and talks and stuff that have been going on behind closed doors and behind the scenes and in development over all this time. And you're with the last major push to get over the last big hump here when it comes to that, you know, agreement, sale, writing, interview, offer, talk, meeting, decision in the mix. For Sagittarius, Mars has been really activating your goals, your career, and any dealings with authority figures over these last days. It's got heated, it's got passionate, it's got motivated, and possibly got angry. And, you know, it peaks today with Pluto, so there's something really big today involving the purchase, the possessions, or the income in the mix. And as that evolves, we see you get to Saturday the 17th, where Mars is going to start off a brand new 2 and 12-year cycle that is about these goals you're setting and what you're doing to achieve them, that is about your career and what you're doing to go after something bigger, that is about your reputation or fame and what you're doing to go after something bigger, that is about that authority figure like the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, the director, whoever that higher up person is, and what you're doing to take that to the next big level. In the middle of all of this, Venus is active on Friday, and she, again, is in those goals and career and authority figure arena, and she's saying, okay, let's deal with the woman here, or the income need, or the love in the mix, or beauty in the mix. And she will bring up, there's going to be some kind of interaction with another person at your home or about your home or what's going on with real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parent, your roommate. So you don't have complete clarity here with that, but you will be able to kind of figure something, or well, I shouldn't say figure it out, but you'll be able to feel it out with this other person. You're still going to be working on those topics on Sunday the 18th, but now Mercury's taking over. So once Mercury takes over for Sag, you guys are really going to be starting to talk or hear more involving friends, groups, parties, events, the internet,
charities, astrology, your own aspirations and where they're going. So kind of feeling this out maybe via these close people and what you can do with them. By Thursday the 22nd, you will be at that last big push with this group or what's going on online or with the friend or associate or your social networking or parties or events or charities, and what's going on with your income or the possessions or the purchase. So last major important talk or decision there. For Capricorn, Mars has been pushing you for the days leading up to today, you know, the last few days and today, going to continue up through Saturday. A lot of motivation, a lot of activity, a lot of passion in the mix, a lot of anger maybe. And it's all involved with a trip or with someone at a distance, with what's going on with legal matters, wedding plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, religious or political themes. So all those higher-minded arenas, the ways you open your world up, Mars is motivating you. So you've been active, and so something's peaking today that has a very powerful effect on you, what you need, what's going on with your identity in the mix, how you are going to be physically or personally involved via Pluto themes, via the intimacy or the divorce or the shared financial need in the mix. By Saturday the 17th, you are getting this huge fresh start. It's a 2-year and a 12-year brand new beginning with Mars and Jupiter. So Capricorn, this is saying that brand new things can be put in motion, that by the actions that you take now to bring more growth and happiness and prosperity via these themes of travel, distance, media, marketing, education, legal, wedding, religious, political themes. Venus in the middle of all this on Friday the 16th is going to be saying, look at the woman in the mix or the love in the mix or the income flow here. Deal with the other person in talks or meet with them and realize that not everything is clear yet, but you can get a feeling about what's going on here and feel your way through that. By Sunday, you're still going to be in talks and meetings and trying to feel your way through things. But now Mercury is going to get on board, and Mercury is really going to help you get in there and start to really talk about and make some decisions about the goals, about what's going on maybe with a career matter or what's going on with an authority figure involved in it, the judge, the parent, the boss. So one of those three topics there going to start to take over. And by Thursday the 22nd, those goals that are personal to you, or the career momentum, or what's going on with the authority figure, you're going to have the last big talk. And again, it is going to have a big impact on you, your needs being met, what's going on with your body or your image, your name or title, and how this is affected through Pluto, which means your intimacy or the divorce or the big financial matter. For Aquarius, Mars has been very active in the deepest part of your chart over the days leading up to today and going to continue up through Saturday. So you've had a lot of activity or a lot of passion or maybe some anger, all focused on your sex life or the divorce, a mortality issue, a reproductive need, or something big going on in the financial arena, trying to get that loan or the inheritance taken care of or the insurance or taxes or the bankruptcy or the alimony or child support or investments or settlements or partner's money or commissions, whatever that financial theme is. So there's been a lot going on in these areas. It's peaking with Pluto today, so something big, transforming, evolving behind the scenes, something that's been going on privately here that is going to kind of change or evolve at this point. And then by Saturday the 17th, you guys are getting that Mars-Jupiter fresh start push, which is going to be the beginning of this new 2-year and 12-year cycle with Mars-Jupiter here that is saying actions you take on Saturday, the way you motivate, the passion you bring, or the way that you try to work through your anger issues is going to propel you on this new path when it comes to sex life, reproductive, divorce, financial needs, and anything involving third-party situations. Venus is active in the middle of all this on Friday the 16th, so you're going to be asking, where's the woman involved in all this, or where's the love, or the income side of it, you know? And you're going to be one-on-one with another person dealing with where they're at with income, or what's going to happen with the possessions, or what's going on with the purchases. So you don't have all the information there yet. It's a little foggy. You want to feel your way through that. You're still going to be feeling your way through the income, possessions, or purchases topic on Sunday the 18th. But now Mercury's involved, and now you're really going to be able to start to open up talks or meetings, or hear what you need to hear, or make the decisions that are about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. By Thursday the 22nd, you will be with that last big push there that is about those topics, or one of those topics, and what's going on that's changing, that's been happening behind closed doors, behind the scenes, with those Pluto themes of intimacy, reproductive needs, divorce, finances, or your triangles. For Pisces, Mars has been very active over these last days and is going to continue to be active up through Saturday, the 17th. And so for you guys, for Pisces, this has been a lot of activity going on, a lot of motivation and passion, or a lot of anger that you're dealing with involving a key relationship. So this is either you and the partner, or business or romantic partner, you and the clients, you and the specialist, you and the attorney, the agent, the competitor, the opponent, the advocate, whoever, you know, maybe you've had a couple different things going on with people and it's been very amped up. Today, on the 15th, you are seeing something peak here involving a friend, a group, the internet, a charity, a party, a gathering, astrology, or some aspiration that you held in the mix. And by Saturday the 17th, you are ready to kind of open something up and move to that next level, go into that next chapter. And we're talking about a 2-year and a 12-year chapter with a fresh start here that is all about what you're going to do with relationships like this. So you can take an action to do something better in a current relationship, or you can take an action to move into a brand new relationship or move away from a relationship, whatever can kind of propel you towards what you need with this particular individual going forward. In the middle of that, on Friday the 16th, Venus is getting involved. So she's saying, you know, look at the woman in the mix, look at the love, look at the income flow here when it comes to this key relationship. And there will be another person involved here. One-on-one, obviously, it's relationship-oriented. So, you know, the kind of the balance going on here between you and them is bringing up some of this fog or confusion. So there's still something that you don't know completely about what's going on in this situation, but there is potential to really get some kind of feeling out of what's going on. So you can pay attention to your intuition, you can pay attention to the signs you're getting, and really start to figure out what that's telling you about the situation. By Sunday the 18th, you're still going to be in there with the intuitive side of things, trying to figure out what's going on. But now Mercury is ready to start saying what it needs to say. And Mercury is going to start to talk about sex, reproduction, divorce, mortality issues, or the big financial situation and what's really happening with the finances, whatever topic that is for you. So by Thursday the 22nd, you come to the very last of those Mercury square Plutos that have been ongoing for weeks now, and you're going to finally get over that hump by having that last big talk or meeting, or you're going to hear the news or information you need to hear, or make that big decision when it comes to the sex life, reproductive life, divorce, third party situation, or financial matter. And it's going to tie in with something powerful going on with your aspirations, your freedom, your friends, your groups, the internet, the party, gathering, astrology, charity, and the Pluto themes there which tie right back into what you're talking about. So very powerful week for everybody. I'm sorry I was so rushed getting started. We did manage to get through it fairly quickly. I hope everyone has a powerful and wonderful week ahead. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Have a great one, everybody. I'll be back next week.